You're listening to a Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support the show and hear exclusive content, please subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/DecembersChildren. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And don't forget to visit us at decembersChildrenND.com. I like it.
Hey, let's
get ready to roll, man. It is December's Children half as much.
I'm rolling now.
We are rolling.
We took a bunch of E, and we are all rolling hard.
We are now midway through. I would say maybe close to midway through another December's Children album, as DJ Khaled would say, another one.
Mm-hmm.
We the best music.
Would he say
yes,
that?
He would. Another one. We the best music.
Yeah.
He'd scream it a little bit. Better
yep.
than
no,
I did.
True, good point.
Yeah, good point, good point. DJ Khaled always...
I feel like I'm saying that a lot. I'm saying good point sarcastically on the show.
What do you mean sarcastic? Yeah, that's a problem. I'm fine with good points.
I say it a lot. That's
but
all.
I want you to mean them if you're going to say that. So the last podcast, we were discussing what we would expect out of this upcoming album. And here we are midway. So we'll be able to give you a bit of a progress report, kind of a midterm.
Can we say what day we did that? Because I want that brought to...
The attention?
The attention of the human race.
Okay.
The other day.
Yeah. The other day. It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Or yesterday. Should I say...
Today. Well, I thought it might have been today if we did it after midnight, right? But we started that at 7 o'clock last night.
Yes, we did.
We did the podcast at 7 o'clock last night. So our goal last night was to write 2 to 4 ideas, right? To come up with the ideas for 2 to 4 songs. We ended up with, what, 9 ideas?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I think it was 10.
Was it 10?
It was 9 or 10.
Cross says 10. I say 9. Anybody else?
Anybody want to be able to just grab my phone so we can count them?
Niner. Yeah. You should probably grab your phone, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Kurt, do you want to take over for me for a second? I'm
going to okay. Yeah. Hi. Hello and welcome to...
And we're back. Oh man, my phone has 4% battery left right now. So
that's good.
Yeah, there we go.
That'll work.
So should we count these?
Well, yeah. That's okay. Why we're grabbing the
phone. No. Don't worry about it.
1.
We just want to know how much
battery.
Yeah,
he just grabbed it.
Yeah.
I got 4% battery and then he just throws it on the ground.
We were just curious where your phone was. Okay. Making sure you knew where it was.
All right. So, last night we started with a song called Regular Girl. And I guess
oh, yeah.
I could.
Forgot about that one.
I don't really recall.
I don't remember
how
that one
went. Yeah. This is off Ryan's phone.
Wait, which phone?
Why are you talking in the third person?
So they know.
Oh.
I don't.
Sounds
think
really
we
good.
We weren't
sounds
really,
really good.
Yeah, I can see what.
Some of those you might got to be careful to, you know, with your ad libbing.
Yeah.
A regular girl?
Well, no. Not that song, but, you know,
lyrics.
I think people got the gist. So.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, some of those.
Yeah? Why? Was there some foul language used?
In your other songs?
Did you count them?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not going to play some of those.
Did we get a count?
Oh, my God. I just got a text from a number I didn't recognize. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm in town.
Oh, good.
Where are you? I said, who are you? And they said, Stephanie, your cousin.
And you said, oh, of course, my cousin Stephanie. Do you have a cousin Stephanie?
I do have a cousin Stephanie.
Well,
yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, yeah.
Text her back and go, oh, hey, what's up? Head on over.
Do you guys realize now that she probably listens to our podcast and now that she'll know if we don't answer?
Oh, God.
Is it actually my cousin Stephanie? Oh, I thought it was a wrong number or something.
No, but wouldn't that be a coincidence?
If it is
the wrong number, but I do have a cousin Stephanie.
Well, I don't think it's that big a coincidence. There's a lot of Stephanies in the world.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cousins. So
did it say this is your cousin?
I believe so, because she said Stephanie, your cousin.
I've read somewhere that if your mother or father, right, has a sister
yeah.
or a brother, okay. and they have a child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, that child is your cousin.
Right. That's true.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So we had Regular Girl, and then we had a little song called She and Me, and we'll give you a progress on that one. This is how this one started. Not bad. So we kind of thought, hey, that's kind of a nice one. So mm-hmm. we've got 2 there. 3 was something called Wrote You a Song. 4 with Far Be It From Me. Like the Devil with 5. Fact of the Matter, 6. Here I Am, 7. Something called Monotone at 8. Good Go, Ya.
It's literally just one note.
9. Indian Love Call, 10. New Love Song Live, 11. What Would Kurt Do at 12? So we did 12.
What would Kurt do?
Here's one I like, guys, that Kurt doesn't like. And I hope we... Because he'll quit right when it gets good. I dig it right now, don't you?
See, I'm gonna start. Okay. It's gonna start major, and then it's gonna drop to minor for when the lyrics start.
Oh my dear God!
And then that was about it.
Nope.
I'm not sure celebrating how your song is monotone is such a great thing, though. You know, I'm just... I'm in the shoes of the consumer and thinking, okay, I bought this song.
And it sounds so...
What have you. It's pretty monotone.
Same, yeah. Huh. Well, I would have changed... Here's the thing. I would have changed the lyric. So that's the one... Okay, yeah. So we set out to do 2 to 4 ideas. We come out with 12, okay? So we come out today and start writing some lyrics to these songs. And at the same time, we did grab one old song, Little Tin Prisons, we'll get to in just a moment. So I'd have to say the State of the Union is good, right?
Strong.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. By the way, this episode is called Half as Much. I'm Ryan.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Kim.
I'm Scott, and I'm the force multiplier. That's why we have 12 instead of 4.
And you are?
Well,
yeah. I am Cross.
And he is Cross.
I know how to multiply.
And you are? I are Piss.
The person on the phone with Cousin Stephanie.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And Cousin Stephanie is on the phone, too. So, okay, yeah, Scotty, you are the enforcer. So you made sure, although I don't think Scotty was so... Adam, it wasn't so pushy last night for the writing.
I think
to be honest with you, I think we actually were in the mood to write the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Well, we hadn't written in quite a while together.
Right. So right. Oh.
That makes a difference.
And if you add the shuffle, the blues one, that's 13. So
where
we came up
shuffle?
With the ideas of 13. Oh, guys, I guess we were going to talk about this last night, that... When the ideas were coming out, we were going to all discuss perhaps what direction should we take the song.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I guess we could kind of talk about that right now. Where is this? And we did something called the New Love Song Live, which we cannot play any of. So that's 14. So we did that. I mean, we can't even play you a little clip of it.
If psychiatrists were to listen to you ad-libbing your lyrics, they would have a field day.
Their money, like dollar signs, would flash in their eyes.
Yes.
The ambulance chasers would love to get their hands on that loan. On that piece of evidence. So, this is just your average 12-watt Bob blues, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I never heard this before.
Well, here's
what
happens.
Wait till it gets cooking.
So, did you hear that lyric? Something now.
Yeah.
Oh, he I just used the word necking, by the way, in this song.
I just had an idea. I just had an idea.
Psychologist still chasing me.
I just had an idea for this song.
What's that? I want to see what you... Well, I've already written the lyrics for it.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's why this whole point is moot.
No, it, no,
just
it isn't.
Just hear him out.
Yeah, okay. I'm larceny.
What if, I, for this song, I want to take into the board you playing the song through the phone or through the microphone into it. So it sounds
very
just,
low fidelity and then...
Just like that. Just like that. And then all of a sudden,
and then
bam!
The actual song comes in. Yep.
Okay, now sure. That's a good production idea. So that mm-hmm. is maybe mm-hmm. something that will get incorporated. Well, I did write the lyrics to this. I think, are they right there, Kim? Are those the lyrics?
I feel like this...
Shuffles.
This podcast here is basically, we're just set mics up and then we're having a meeting.
Yeah?
We're having a production meeting.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's good. I like it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, that's why I was...
Transparency. Yeah.
Transparency is always good.
Yeah, and it was a midpoint.
Genuineness.
Midpoint sample.
Yeah.
Nothing to hide.
Yeah. So, yeah. So this is half as much. So here's the angle that I'm going on now, guys. So if you'll see, Saturday night was mentioned in here, so I had to go with that. So I go, Saturday night, I'm going to pick you up. So get all fixed up. I rhymed up with up because that's what they do. These are blues men. I'm seeing and I'm sending you my love. Okay. Well, I promise that I might even buy you a rose. I guess we'll just have to see how my feelings grow. Yeah, babe, I'd love to see you. I just don't want to see you here now. Why? Because he's at a picture show with another woman.
A picture show. A moving picture show at that.
Wait, right. Moving?
So are they necking?
No, they are not necking, oh, but I said it's been getting pretty heavy and we'll see where it goes. He got so bored I gave her a kiss. Oh, she had a hiked up skirt and a bullseye there on her neck. I got so bored I just had to give her a kiss. So things are going to get a little hot and heavy. And if they don't work out, if he doesn't get to brag to his friends later, he might just come back and see the girl again, the girl that he's originally talking to. And in the modern era, he's probably texting her at the same time as he's, you know, necking this other feline.
So you're envisioning the character in this song to be in the...
He's in the movie theater.
What decade?
Did you just say necking a feline?
He did.
Yeah.
So? Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nobody... everyone just...
I mean, come on.
It's Ryan.
You haven't been around me for a very long time, have you? Oh, my goodness. So,
he calls me Aaron, and I'm like, yep, that's my name. Whatever. He'll never get it right, so whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Known him since first grade. Still call me the wrong name quite often.
I've only known him since first grade, too.
Yeah, well, first grade.
Well, and he's my brother.
But he ain't heavy.
But can anybody really know Ryan?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. To know him is to love him.
It's scary.
To know him is to love him. So that's where we're going with that song right now, guys. And we'll see where your production idea goes in there. Now, before we get into anything.
I'll tell you where it's going on the album.
Straight to Sheol. Sheol? I believe that is Hebrew
to
for Sheol. Hell.
Yeah.
To Sheol.
And it's also on Megamind.
Your
where
Megamind.
He learned, where he learned
Sheol,
his crap.
Yeah, Sheol.
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 Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the
great movie.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So
and not Sheol.
Because
Sheol is
the
hell.
The C was missing.
Sheol is the Hebrew school.
For hell.
It's Jewish school.
Yeah. Well, it's hell's school.
It's funny how those words are so close together. Do you think like little Jewish kids are like, we're going to Sheol.
Yeah,
we're going to Sheol.
More like it.
Yeah. Have a bagel.
That was more of a little Japanese girl.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all right. Covered all of these genres.
We covered all the bases.
Yes, great.
So one of our worries or our concerns last night when we decided to write an album in a day, one of our concerns was that it may seem a little rushed.
and we didn't decide to do it in a day either. It just happened.
It did. Now, but we haven't written it. I still got lyrics to write for about 6 or 7 more songs. Well, and tomorrow I'd like to actually spend some time doing some more writing, because here's the thing. If you settle on these first 13, I mean, do we do that? Or do we try?
We've never done it before.
We've never done that before. There's other songs. Kurt and I are firm believers in the song River, and I think it was very generous last night. And I think if it's out there, you know, if the waters are high and it's giving, I want to at least try and see if we can catch some fish. All right? So we'll try.
Okay.
If we can't get any more songs, if we can't get any more songs, we're done. I mean, we're done. You know what else we did last night, guys? We wrote a, we didn't write, but we did a 3-hour live album.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. How did we have, how did?
I don't know. Sure I did. Play us some of it, but I tried to open up with the Dropbox today. It said permanent failure.
Is that the name of the album?
I think that's the name of the album.
That's the name of the album.
Oh, that's
right?
Permanent
nice.
Failure.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that kind of in, okay, you want to call the album Permanent Failure, but me expressing that I'm singing something monotone is too
no,
much.
No, no, no. No, I meant the live album.
The live album.
Permanent oh, Permanent Failure.
Yeah. Not okay. not the recorded album. Yeah. That would be okay. That would be bad PR.
Yeah. Well, we were just kind of thinking that
I think I would buy an album called Permanent Failure sure. just cuz I want to know what failure sounds like.
Right. Right. Well,
I've
you
never
can listen to this.
I don't know what it is.
Hold on, we've got some sound bites. What's that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, so we were also worried that, yeah, it would sound a little rushed because, well, it is, and the whole thing, can you say something, Cross?
Hello.
Yeah, there
you
go. You
got to talk
You got to talk near to the microphone. That's what these things
hello.
Are for.
You can't yell at the top of the mic.
I literally turn around every time I talk.
And Cross officially celebrated becoming British last night. So.
Is that right? What happened?
What did I do?
Well...
How did you become British?
It was a long night.
At what time did this happen? If it was after 2, I probably don't remember it.
I know.
I'll have to do it again.
You're like, hello.
I don't really remember going to bed last night. I really don't. I think we were listening to this live album back, and
we actually listened to almost the whole album.
I got. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. I got so drunk last night. I don't remember getting up this morning.
Did you hop any more cemetery fences?
I did, indeed. I did.
We recorded the 3-hour live album, and then we proceeded we listened to the 13 songs first.
Oh, that's right.
And then we listened to the 3-hour live album.
So that's how the sun came up.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the sun came up.
Oh, yeah, we rose the sun.
I'm pretty sure that December's children might be allotted a couple more hours in the day than normal human beings.
I think, well, it must
be. It should be.
Otherwise, how does this stuff get done?
Because I don't know how this is all possible.
Well, I mean, if Yen were here, he would probably say something about how we bend space and time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that would be interesting. He would know.
He would show us how we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. He would also scold us for not taking our time on these songs.
And obeying the law.
Yes,
physics. You need to obey the laws of physics. Yes. In this
we respect
house.
The laws of thermodynamics.
Oh, there's our Simpsons guy right there. Yeah. All right, well, Cross, in a moment I want
he has
to...
He a sign up that says, E=MC² with an exclamation part. Like, you got to obey that. sorry.
That's all right. So, again, we were kind of thinking, okay, well, we're going to write these songs, and then we're going to record the basics with Mark... all next week. We realize today there is no next week.
Mm. Yes,
and then if Yen's coming up on Saturday to do the dubs, then mm-hmm. we need to have these done.
Right.
So that became tough. But when you're moving from Oslo to here, I mean, it's 30 miles away. When you're writing one night and writing the melodies one night, writing the lyrics the next night, it's so broke up. We just thought it would not have the soul.
Well,
other albums, right?
Yeah.
So,
it would not have the hell.
Yeah, and I think it. I don't think it has any like. It doesn't have a personality to me yet. This album, and maybe that's what tomorrow's writing session
is
all about.
I like it.
Kurt isn't so sold on it right now, though.
I'm not.
Just kind of feeling
the Oslo thing. 30 miles in band years is 14 days. By the way.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah.
What do you
no,
mean?
No, it just. It's more of a. I like the songs. It just doesn't feel like they're coming together.
Do you think...
Do you know what I mean?
This
there
is
hasn't
something...
been that moment yet where you go, this song, that's the one. Or this one works really well. She and Me is the only one that we've done so far that I was like, okay, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
otherwise,
we've had
it's
the eternal
like,
struggle with
okay.
the click track.
But
yeah,
you've
been struggling.
You know
stuff.
Why, though? It's because we're doing the new method, and I probably shouldn't have done that. I never... Like, we haven't stuck with one song... putting all the stuff on it until it was finished because we don't have one finished, like almost finished product and only this, that She and Me.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's not that, even finished.
I mean, it's not close to being finished, but it is the closest wolf to the sled, if
yeah,
you will,
is.
Right?
It
why
is.
Why don't we play a little bit
let's,
of it?
Let's play a little bit of
how far right. we are along in this.
All right. I do love the beginning. What is that, Kurt?
Well, those are the drums, and nothing else is on it for some reason.
Yeah, we got a lot done.
I don't know why that didn't make
yeah,
sound.
We got a lot done.
So there you go.
Okay,
there you go, everybody.
So that's that. You know what, though? I wonder if it's in some sort of a stereo or something like that. And we're having a pretty poor bitrate thing.
I think the bass would have shown up if it was a stereo.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So
it probably just didn't mix.
Technology
sound
has not been on our side.
So that's what we've got so far for the song.
Some drums.
I'm really sad about that.
It's some drums.
So none of them will have anything. None of the ones I
none of them will
put on Dropbox.
Okay.
So great. That's good.
Okay.
Well, so we're good. The people don't deserve to hear it yet, anyway.
No, I guess we're done. Oh no, that's just the drums. That sounds great, guys.
It's gonna sound really cool, okay, if everybody just holds their horses.
The thing is, you put a lot of work into that song with a lot of the drum track and all that other stuff. That's why I think you think that song is further along than all the other ones, which it is, but we haven't done anything with the other ones at all.
My feeling is that it feels more interesting production-wise, like it has something there where like, okay, I can feel it. I can feel what it's gonna be, like what it's supposed to be. The rest of the songs so far, I don't know what they are yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing about it. That's the reason I'm not there yet.
Here's what I think is funny. In a week or two, every single song that we did, I thought, this is good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last album we did, right? I felt like you do right now. I was like,
yeah.
There was a couple on there, obviously. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, Jesus, these are good.
Yeah.
But as a whole, when we were working on it, I didn't feel that it meshed together like in a week or two did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the same thing. But then it turned out to be an awesome album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, phenomenal. It's just that, you know, most bands will take their best songs, right? And they'll work on them for years and years and years before they become famous.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We just keep throwing them,
right?
Throwing them out there.
See, that's how you have an album like Hootie and the Blowfish Cracked Review, where you have eight singles on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they do their second album in this, you know, over the course of the year or whatever between albums, and it's just like, yeah, everybody shrugs,
right? Yeah,
walks away. Yeah. It's because they had, you know, 8 years, whatever.
They worked on it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you took all of December's Children's whole catalog, right, and you took these two songs off this one, and you took these two songs off this one, you know, and you put them all together on one album. Holy,
yeah.
Well, I feel like if we had spent
right there,
if we had spent the last, how long have we been doing this? 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We'd spent the last 20 years writing and recording 20 songs.
Yeah,
we'd have the 20 best songs ever.
Yeah.
But then,
what a boring life that would be.
But terrible.
And the crappy
part.
But
we could do one of the greatest gigs of all time with those 20 songs.
Yeah.
But the crappy part about that is this, right? You would have to adjust, right, for the changing of the times.
Well, yeah.
Things have changed in 20 years. Like, you know, Axl Rose spent 20 some years releasing his Chinese Democracy.
Right.
Right.
And I listened to the album. It was good for 1995, maybe.
Yeah.
But not for 2004,
right?
You know, or
it's
eight
just
or whatever
that, and I think that's true. But I think the idea, just the hypothetical idea, that if we were to put that much effort into the songs,
right,
over that amount of time,
they'd
be that good. But I don't, and nobody can do that. No one can do it. It's just not how this stuff works. It's not how art should work.
No,
to me, like, you should be putting feelings and your effort into art constantly and as often as you can.
I agree.
As often as you want, I guess, really.
I say throw as much stuff out there as people will catch. People will catch.
And if you're really good and you're good at editing out the ones that aren't so great and pushing the ones that are great, you have a much better time making money. Well, yeah. Making a name for yourself.
But here's
in
what
that
here's,
art.
Here's,
well, I think what's
one,
a,
one more. Okay. Let me make one more point. I think that what here's what's funny. And one man's treasure is another man's trash, right?
Right. Yeah.
So like on the man, what was that album like?
Tomatoes.
I got.
Yeah, I can breathe.
Yeah.
Between my ears, both my ears. Yeah.
Somebody bought that song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody said that
it was our best selling track.
Right. That was the best selling track. Right. And we all thought
somebody bought it.
Right. And, no, but I mean, I think that sold more copies than
it
whatever.
Did. It
and,
did. And yeah. There was actually multiples.
Right. And that to me was a throwaway tune.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But
well, sure. Yeah.
But that just goes to show who the heck knows what somebody likes. What I like is not what you like or whatever. Yeah.
No, so, it's true, but it's also the fact that people go to curators for a reason. They want people to curate things for them.
Right.
Because they sort of want somebody who they trust their taste to tell them what's good and what isn't. Because there's so much stuff out there. So I think if you're good at curating, you're good at editing, you have an easier time. It's not that you're guaranteed to do anything or that you're not able to do it really well if you're not editing, but it's just easier. That's the only thing there.
Yeah, and we put out a lot of stuff. So
we're going to continue
and
to do
different.
That.
And it's different. It's eclectic.
So, Kim, what do you think of this album so far? You having fun? You've kind of spent a lot of time away from us.
Well, I had work to do today, so I wasn't here. But what I've heard so far, I'm excited.
Okay. And Cross, you digging it, Daddy-O?
I'm digging it so far.
Okay. Well, we'll be going to be
radical.
It's been a good, pretty good ride.
You don't regret flying over here from
well, not
the
yet.
Other side
don't
of
worry,
the country?
Don't worry, there's still time.
There's still time to regret it. Yeah.
I ain't leaving until Tuesday.
Well, I tell you, we're pretty much going to wrap this up. I'm really kind of ticked off. We weren't able to play the actual songs, thus defeating the purpose of this podcast.
We can add them to the end of the show.
We're going to add them to the end of the show, okay? We're going to do that.
Yeah, because otherwise we could be lying.
Well, just add clips to the
end. We could be lying right now, though. You see, we could...
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but come on, this podcast is about transparency.
We should have had taken a picture with today's newspaper.
Yeah. So I don't know how we're going to do that because we'll put it on the end here.
You'll screenshot the text from Stephanie, your cousin.
No.
With the date and time on there.
Well, yeah, but I could have added the songs. We could spend the next 5 months making those songs perfect.
Okay, podcast listeners, just get over yourselves. We did it. Just
we
trust
did it.
Us, all right?
It's legit, okay? And I tell you what, here's how we'll do it. We'll make sure that you hear kind of the mistake. You'll be able to tell they're scratch vocals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay? Yep. So we'll do the she and me and we and he and... Oh, and that's a funny thing. Ryan, that's me, for the last 20 years in this band, has always had a pronoun problem. And that was our running joke today. I'm going to say he, it, and they today, or he, they, and...
And change it every verse.
Because I'm terrible.
But that'll work perfect, because you change it every verse anyway.
Yeah.
Every time you go through the song. So if you change it in every verse, it won't make any difference.
And he...
Nobody will know.
No. I'm already messing up. She and me are three.
No, she and me
and
are we.
She and me are we. Yeah. There we go, because that wouldn't
pronouns
be right.
And numbers.
Yeah, pronouns and numbers. I have a big problem with that.
She and me are three.
Okay, well, we're going to add the clips of these songs right about here.
My sweet, no longer a solo entity. Yeah, you must call it us, my love. For now it is two instead of one. And I will tell them all a little more about it when I wake. I'll tell the world about it, say this proudly. Each person I see will hear loudly. Yes, I tell them all that she and me are we. Together in perfect harmony. Yes, we in a little tin prison's wall, man, lives out his fate. His shady decisions have been thrown right in his face. Though burdens grow heavy and some may be crushed, some will be carried and some will be lost.
Okay, now we're going to come back, okay. And we're going to, okay, we're back now. We, of course, didn't get to listen to that because we put the things right there, but not bad, right, guys?
Whoa, I am blown away.
That last one was a doozy.
Wow. Oh, pretend you heard that. Cross, thanks for coming to spend some time with us today. We are actually going to be talking to Cross again in just a little bit because we're going to...
Well, it'll be... A week.
It'll be weeks or months down the line, but we're going to record another podcast with Cross. We're going to call it December's Cross, and we're going to learn a little bit more about you. Okay.
So subscribe to the show, and then you can hear that eventually.
December's Crossfire Hurricane.
Yeah, there we go. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you rate on iTunes. Rate and review, you little buggers. Okay.
We need to move up.
All right, we do. We do.
You little scamps.
Let's move on up, Jeffersons. All right, happy album, guys. Halfway mark, not so bad.
Yay!
Congratulations. And here's what we're gonna do tonight. We're gonna drink some more Natural Light. We're gonna buy this town. We're going to buy this town dry. So long.
You're listening to a Hive Mind Productions podcast. If you'd like to support the show and hear exclusive content, please subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/December's Children. And if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes. And don't forget to visit us at decembrschildrennd.com.